I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. So you're thinking about getting into the archery world, buying a compound bow to extend your deer season. It's a great idea. Well, you need to know what you want for a let-off on that bow, and I'll tell you what that is. But first,
whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Buying a compound bow is not as simple as you think it is, because you need to know a few things that will get you into the right bow. One of them is let-off, which is the percentage reduction of the draw weight at full draw, which is measured in the valley of the draw cycle. Sound complicated? It's not really. A higher let-off means less holding weight at full draw, which allows for longer aiming, but it can make the bow feel just a little bit unstable. A lower let-off means that you have more holding weight, leading to greater stability and potential arrow speed, but it does cause fatigue faster. You can't hold that bow back as long. Archers choose a let-off percentage based on their application, with a higher percentage common in hunting bows and a lower percentage in target bows. So if you're going to be out there and you're going to be hunting deer, and you think you're going to be in a situation where you're going to be holding that bow back for a while, you definitely want a higher let-off. But some people think that they want a little bit stronger bow, so they go for the lower let-off. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.